opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's place for the Gal Christmas Party. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We saw that the Texans activated David Quisenberry, right?
Yes.
Is this not just a total publicity stunt to bring him up for a Christmas Day game when your team is dead?
Okay, here's why I think it's not. Because they literally don't have any other bodies.
Well, that may be true. And it is a great story. I'm not saying it's not a great story, but we're not talking about how much the Texans suck. We're not talking about Bill O'Brien's job all of a sudden. We're not talking about Rick Smith's job. Everybody's talking about what a great story this is.
Yeah.
Steelers minus -9 at your beloved Houston Texans. Steelers are going to house them.
They should. I mean, the Steelers don't have a ton of motivation other than they're trying not to let Jacksonville catch them.
Right. That's why I'm not touching this game until I see what happens. Is if Jacksonville loses, I'll take the Texans to cover. I mean, they're winning the game. That's not even a discussion. But whether or not they want to come out and stomp a hole in them or not, it's going to depend on the day before.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And 1 hour left here in our Gal Media Christmas party at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Need to get your butt out here if you're not here because you're missing out. You just missed out on the frozen T-shirt contest. But no one took their shirt off to put the T-shirt on.
Weird.
Yeah, I there were some really attractive men here who I would have liked to have seen them take their shirt off just for the sake of doing it.
Hey, can I throw... and I told you so out there?
Well, no, because you don't like doing that. I don't think I've ever heard you say I told you so,
normally,
at least not this week.
I normally don't.
Okay.
But in this instance, I will.
Actually, you have this week, so this will be your fourth. But that's okay.
There was a time when the preview came out for Will Smith's movie Bright, where he plays a cop and he's... There's some sort of creature that's his... It's like a buddy cop movie with, like, an alien. What is that creature called, Jong? An orc?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
I said, this looks like the worst movie I've ever seen. Well, the critics agree with me. Netflix's new Will Smith movie labeled the worst movie of 2017 by critics around the world.
Well, that's a lot considering we had a list out last week that had a bunch of bad movies on it.
Well, it's gotten 17% positive reviews from top critics, according to Rotten Tomatoes. Has been labeled dreadfully dull and astoundingly bad.
You know what, though?
That's what?
They already greenlit a sequel before the movie came out.
Are you kidding me?
Oh. No.
Oh,
oh my
no.
God! Well, it's that they
and it's on. It's only on Netflix, right?
Correct.
So, presumably, there's no box office money coming in on this thing.
There is.
It's hard to measure.
And also, this is the they spent $91 million on the movie, and it's the highest. It's the most money they've spent on any project.
See, I'm seeing 107. Oh yeah, 90 million. Yeah, U.S. 117 million because it's an Australian story that I'm looking at.
But
yeah, $90 million.
Damn Aussies.
I mean, that Netflix is going to pull back, right? They're not going to spend that much money on movies anymore because they're first the first time you go out and spend $90 million, it's the worst movie ever.
How do they make money on it? Is that an on demand for just that?
No,
because
they hope people are going to subscribe just for that reason.
Because one thing I noticed DirecTV's doing, they're like making their own movies now that you can...
Right.
And there was one that looked kind of good with Bill Pullman, kind of an old Western. But then I went to order it, and it was $10.99. I'm like, screw that.
So a lot of people who didn't maybe have Netflix, like they don't like to watch movies, they just watch TV.
Yeah.
But Stranger Things comes out and it starts to get all that buzz. A lot of people get Netflix just for Stranger Things. That's what Netflix wants.
Right.
You know, and then this, yeah, second season comes out. That's a moneymaker for them.
So is there a way to measure how many people signed up?
That's what it's weird. I don't know how they would measure it. I mean, I'm sure they have their ways of what they think is successful and what they think isn't. But I can't imagine 19% on Rotten Tomatoes ever factored into them spending $90 million on a Will Smith movie.
But think about how many movies that are absolute crap that do huge box office, too.
Like, they basically said, okay, let's take Will Smith. We're going to do a buddy cop movie because remember Bad Boys was so successful?
Yeah, yeah.
But we're going to put him in with an alien because you remember Independence Day was so successful. So this is Bad Boys meets Independence Day, and it's the worst movie ever made.
I don't know if
congratulations.
You remember we had this worst movie of 2017. The worst movie ever made.
It still looks like it could, like, just when I see Will Smith pointing a gun in, like, the still photos with that orc standing next to him, that could very well be the worst movie idea ever made. And honestly, if I was, like, the head of Netflix, and I'm sitting in a boardroom, and I say, okay, guys, what's the big idea? What are you guys pitching me? And they're like, okay, we're going to spend $90 million on a movie where Will Smith is a cop and his partner is an orc. I would fire that guy on the spot. I would say, get the F out of my company. You're done. You're dead to me. But he was like, okay, green light. Apparently a sequel, too. Let's go. Let's play two. Like freaking Ernie Banks at Netflix. A horrible, horrible decision.
Well, they're just saying, oh, we got Will Smith. Which, by the way, Will Smith is not the instant sell that he used to be.
Yeah, there was a time, listen, late 90s, early 2000s, you put Will Smith in a movie, you were good.
Men in Black, any of that whole stretch, you were guaranteed to make millions. But sometimes guys lose a step. You know where he messed up? Doing Concussion.
Yeah.
That was kind of the end for him.
I never even watched it, so.
Yeah, well, I was concussed during it, but that movie. It's like Adam Sandler doing Spanglish. Once you jump off and do something that's totally unrelated to everything else you've ever done, your career's over.
Yeah.
You're no longer a draw. Although Adam Sandler makes some really crap movies that make a ton of money.
Yeah.
So maybe this paid off for him. I don't know. But if you recall, maybe about 6 months ago.
This story says, Bright is essentially Training Day meets the Lord of the Rings.
But see, that would be cool.
But much dumber than that sounds.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because, yeah, that makes me want to watch it, right? Because Training Day, I liked. Lord of the Rings, I liked. I didn't like The Hobbits. I would have been okay if the Hobbits were like human Ewoks to me. I'd have been okay with them all being dead.
Oh,
and speaking
man.
Of Hobbits, you see how big Sean Astin was in Stranger Things 2?
Yeah.
My God, he looked like he ate 11 Hobbits.
It says, Smith, in a hangdog performance so dispiriting that it might genuinely make you pity one of the world's most successful people.
Wow.
Mm.
Didn't he get divorced from Jada Pinkett Smith?
I don't think so.
Well, or one of them banged somebody else. I know that. I knew there was a big deal there. That's probably that's the other place his career went to hell.
God. I knew when I saw the preview, I was like, that's going to be horrible. And I'm so glad that
two things. We talked about that sci-fi show with Christopher Maloney and a unicorn. You said the same thing. I have not watched it yet, but like everybody was all excited about it. And from what I understand, it's a disaster. But I haven't seen it yet, so I can't comment. But I can't comment because it sounds stupid. But the other thing was about, I don't know, six, I guess it was when that, was it Valerian that came out? There was some sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
And we did a whole thing from a story on how sci-fi movies are bombing everywhere. That sci-fi and fantasy, it's just not very successful. What the heck are you doing? Is that for me? Is that like a check? Oh. So what am I supposed to do with the Texas Bowl tickets? Okay, so we're going to give away Texas Bowl tickets. Hook 'em, bitches. So, and the shirt, signed shirt.
You want some more on the movie?
Yeah, let's hear some more on the movie because I do think there's something to the sci-fi thing. Like Star Wars is sci-fi, but that's, you know,
it says Bright doesn't even care if you're really watching. Without exaggeration, the final dialogue exchange in this movie is so punishingly drawn out that you might start wondering what you did wrong. But please, if you're going to watch this at home. Netflix's release plan remains unclear, but you couldn't have a worse experience in a movie theater if you saw 120 Days of Sodom in 4DX. The real problem with Bright, or the realest of its problems anyway, is that the movie's damage could linger for long after the lights come up. Potentially a dark harbinger of things to come, Bright isn't only the worst film of 2017, it could be responsible for many of the worst films of 2018 and beyond. If this gambit pays off, if Netflix fortifies their assault on the theatrical experience by internally developing sized movies that are even semi-consciously optimized for disinterested audiences, then it's hard to imagine how dark the future of feature-length filmmaking might be. Here's one indication. Before the embargo on Bright reviews was lifted, Netflix announced that the sequel to Bright is already in the works. The grade for Bright is an F.
Okay. F. All right. Time out. Now, the more you read of that, whoever this critic is, that's whose wife Will Smith banged.
Could be, but
this is personal.
I think there. No, Fred, I'm giving you from a. This isn't from the Australian story. This is the different story. There's many different stories.
No,
about
I know,
but they're all different critics.
I'm just telling you that guy,
that particular one,
Will Smith banged his wife.
Okay,
and probably, you know, in front of him.
Maybe so.
And that's where that review came from. What was that, John? Oh, okay. And you know what he probably used to do it? Mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. No. Really? No, Texas Mattress Makers. Guys, still time here to go and get you a mattress for the holidays. And you're going to save 50% guaranteed because if you go to a retail store, you know, they had to buy that mattress from somebody. They're marking the price way up. Texas Mattress Makers is making it right there and selling it directly to you. Not only are they selling you the mattress that they made, it's custom fitted for you. It's high quality. So you're saving 50%. But how about now, during the holidays, 20% off the factory prices on select mattresses. And besides that, there's great showroom specials on pocket and coil mattresses. These things are fantastic, man. You're going to find a great deal beyond what you were already saving. And the cool thing is, man, handcrafted quality, custom fitted. Yuval and his gang know what they're doing over there. They're terrific people who make a great product, and they just want to help you sleep better and do it without breaking you. And that's all you can ask for. I love doing business with these guys. Both my mattresses are from Texas Mattress Makers, and I couldn't be happier. I sleep like a champ on them. You will, too. Give the gift of sleep today. And you know what? If you guys haven't decided on a gift for each other, go over there and get a mattress for each other. You will thank me, I promise you. They love the Blitzers. And they're big in the community. They do a ton of charity work. Just good, good people. Visit them today at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a Blitzer. They will take care of you. That's 4619 Navigation. Or you can go to TexasMattressMakers.com to check them out. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
I think I got a feel for the rhythm on this one, though. I think I can do it again. All right, cool. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Nick's Place for the Gal Christmas Party. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
He knows when you're awake.
Juggalo Trays, Christmas classics.
Juggalo Trey sings the standards of Christmas time.
Wait, thank you. Think we should give him 5% instead of 4%?
I think 5's fair.
Yeah.
Juggalo Trey is over there. He is mesmerized by what's going on over there.
So we could sell this through our audiobook business.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you as producer, I think, got to be at least 45%.
I would think so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so me as distributor, I think I get 45%.
Yeah. Trey gets 5%, and Michael Carroll should get 5%.
Yeah, because he had to do...
He put it all together at the end.
Yeah, okay, that's it. That's the split.
Yep.
All good. We'll make this happen. How many millions of these do you think we'll sell? Just out of curiosity.
I'd say at least like 2 millionths of a million.
I think we'll sell at least two of them.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure Trey's mom will buy one.
Right.
And I'm sure Trey will buy one.
No, Trey gets a free copy. That's part of his deal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Jeez, man, quit giving our money away.
Are Trey and Tracy leaving together?
It looks that way.
What?
Either that or he's just stalking. I'm
Juggalo?
Not sure which.
Juggaloni. Yeah, boy. Oh, he's trying to particular. Yeah, faked like he was going to go the other way. And
yeah,
then start,
yeah, and then he stalked. Well, I think he just flipped us off.
Good for Juggalo Trey. Okay,
you know what? Yeah, good for him flipping us off. He's back to 4%. I'm taking a percent.
He just took Tracy to the European side.
Yeah, they're over there doing the pick me.
You know what happens on the European side?
No, what? They don't shave their pits?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
Just checking.
It's bush porn.
Ah. Oh, man. All right,
I love talking about bush porn right before Christmas. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because you know Mrs. Claus.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Definitely.
Yeah, she does.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I think this is one of the greatest ideas ever. I'm not a huge wine person, but I'll drink wine on occasion.
Okay.
Well.
You a red or a white?
Red.
Okay.
Yeah,
same here. I don't like white wine.
I like a good Merlot. I like a good Malbec.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not – and maybe once a month we'll have wine. Well, the wife drinks a lot.
My wife drinks wine every night, and, like, every once in a while I'll drink some of her wine.
Yeah, well, like, we go out to a nice dinner and
– But imagine being married to me. You have to drink wine.
Well, you got to drink something.
Yeah.
Well, she might like this wine because this wine has me very interested. Rebel Coast Winery in California.
Oh, excuse me.
Is that two or three?
It's three.
Oh, good job.
Rebel Coast?
Rebel Coast Winery.
Is this an alt-right wine?
No.
Confederate flag waving wine?
Stop calling them alt-right. They're racist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you call...
Okay, is this a racist wine?
No, seriously, you call somebody alt-right, it gives the impression that that there's actually this upstanding movement. Because it gives them a cool name. No, they're racist, okay?
Well, yeah, but they all have the same cool haircut that's shaved real sharp on the sides.
I know, but it's also called racism.
Okay.
All right?
All right, fine.
Or white supremacist is okay as well.
Okay, tell me about their wine.
All right. Because, I actually think you'd like this wine, and now you've stalled on me.
And you lost the story?
No, I didn't lose the story.
Okay,
I was looking for something else now because you've already taken it in a different direction.
Were you looking for bush porn?
No, that's already on here. Yeah,
it's bookmarked.
Yeah, European Bushman. Oh, God.
It is like 200 degrees in Nick's place.
It is.
I'm not going to lie. It is so hot.
I'm like desperately going to need to get another beer. All right, so they created a bottle of wine infused with cannabis, but no alcohol. So it'll get you high, but you won't have a hangover.
Okay.
Because you're not really drinking booze, but you are drinking cannabis. Kind of like this concept, because wine does, I don't get hangovers, I've said that, but wine is the one thing where I get up in the morning and feel like crap after I've had wine to drink. But,
first of all, I don't like to buy booze that doesn't have alcohol in it.
No, but cannabis is a fair trade, as far as I'm concerned.
If I want that, I'll get that.
There is that.
Now,
ideally you would have alcohol and cannabis in it.
Like, what if you smoked a joint and then... You started throwing up like you just drank way too much.
That's never happened.
Right, but you would be disappointed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if wine acted, or if weed started acting like booze, the world would be upside down.
But
it's
not acting like booze here. That's the point. You don't throw up. If you throw up drinking regular wine, now you're not going to. You're going to get a nice buzz, and you're going to get up the next morning and say, wow, I feel fresh and new. like a newborn baby that just crawled out of a vagina.
I don't know if I'd feel fresh and new after that. But regardless, they're going to make a no-alcohol Sauvignon Blanc-flavored drink mixed with marijuana that's supposed to smell like weed and taste just like wine. See, Murky says weed wine sounds awesome. I'm just saying. Just saying it's worth. I would check it out.
I'll try it. Fine.
Yeah.
Get some. I'll try it. We'll do it on the air.
Okay. All right. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. If you wish to text the show, which I've missed a bunch of texts because, well, we had a lot going on. We had RJ. We had the masturbation bat contest. We had a frozen T-shirt contest. We've had Juggalo Trey Christmas classics. It's been a very interesting day. So, yeah.
Juggalo Trey may have found love.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think he found a picture of himself is what he found.
Could be that, too.
Yeah.
Could be that, too.
And back to the worst movie ever. I mean, I'm sure this thing's bad, but Plan 9 from Outer Space is the gold standard for awful.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. There's a movie called Room.
Somebody mentioned that.
And
with James Franco, right?
No.
No, there's one called The Room with James Franco.
No, James Franco is doing a... Oh, yeah, he did do a movie called The Room. But it's based on the guy who created the original The Room in 2003, which is this guy named Tommy Wiseau. And James Franco is sort of it's a movie about Tommy Wiseau making this movie, which is the worst movie ever. And in The Room, it came out in 2003. This movie is so bad that the guy paid $6 million to make this movie. Its box office was $1,800.
Oh my God. I'm not good at math.
In this movie, it's since made up the $6 million though, because it was so historically bad that people have watched it. In this movie, the main character, they lose him mid-filming, so they replace him in the movie with another main character and like try to pretend like no big deal. We just switched out the main character. They'll never notice. That's how bad this movie is. That's pretty bad, remarkably bad.
I know that they had at one point that Plan 9 was...
I think I got a feel for the rhythm on
that. That is bad. Although, I have to say, I actually watch that sometimes.
You've watched it multiple times?
Yeah, I don't know why, because it's bad.
I've never seen it.
And I know it's bad, but I can't stop looking. It's like it's like a really ugly person porno.
I honestly
feel... You just can't stop watching, even though you know it's bad. You know you're going to hate it. But you just can't stop watching. That's what that movie is.
I honestly don't know where it would rank all time, but I do feel like Jonah Hex is like top 100 bad
movies.
That's
a bad one. That's a bad
one.
And
I could have been in that movie.
But see, there's movies that...
And then I couldn't make fun of any other bad movies.
See, to me, though, there's some movies that people like that I think are on my all-time worst list. Like, As Good As It Gets. To me, that referred to the opening credits.
You thought that was really
bad?
That
movie was awful. Oh, my God. Just give these people... some freaking drugs, and the movie's over.
Yeah.
Just give him a Xanax. It's done.
All right. Do your read.
Sorry. You got me started. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And guys, the year's almost over. And here's a chance for you to help yourself out on taxes next year. These guys change lives. They graduate thinkers. They take on kids that have dropped out of other schools. They give them another opportunity. And sometimes these are kids that need bus passes to get to school. Well, they take care of that. They need glasses to read. They take care of that. And so many of them go on and graduate, do great things, become an important part of our community, and they would have never gotten that opportunity had they not gone there. And that's why they need your donations. And by your donations, it's a vehicle you're not using anymore. It doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor. Doesn't matter if it's got flood damage. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Thank you. Your donation is tax deductible.
And the best part is you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, free $50 Visa gift card. And that's just their way of saying thank you. And the best part is, man, you do it now. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it. So it doesn't matter where you are, any place, even over in Louisiana, they'll come and tow it. And the other cool thing is that you're going to be doing a great thing by just getting rid of something that you don't use anymore. And the year's almost up, so if you want to get it on next year's taxes, now's the time. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. Rolly Ghosts and Rolls Royces with no Holy Ghost. And get your prepared. Face your fears. Hold you with the skin. Say your prayers. Pray you fend upstairs. It's our only hope.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
All right, so let's do Jingle Bell Rock here first. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Nick's place for the Gal Christmas Party. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No, I don't ever see Joel. And we are back on The Blitz.
What happened here?
There was a gift that John thought was for me, but it's actually for Joel.
You and Joel get confused all the time.
I know. I don't know why, but it happens.
Giddy up, yeah. Jingle horse.
All right, so Michelle, make sure Joel gets this. Can you do that? Joel gets it. I don't want Joel's gift.
Who's it from? What is it? If it's good, I'll take it.
I went through this list of some of the worst movies ever made, and I think you could basically just go back and watch MST, like Cave Dwellers. That was one of the worst things I've ever seen. But here's some others that I've actually seen. Glenn or Glinda?
Glengarry, Glenn
no,
Ross?
No, Glenn or Glinda. This was also made by Ed Wood, who did Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Never seen it.
It's about a sexually... But all the movies he made pretty much made this list.
Did you put my beer on his tab, on John Granato's tab? Thank
okay,
you.
Good.
That's what I was hoping you did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Then there's a bunch of them that I saw as a kid, like Bride of the Monster, things like that. I'm trying to look for some Heaven's Gate in 1980.
I've never seen that.
Mommy Dearest, 1981. Howard the Duck is on this list. I disagree with that.
Oh, man, I used to love it when I was a kid.
And, I mean, it's a movie,
not good, but it's...
No, but it had duck and human sex.
Interspecies sex is
exactly.
Always
and
Leah, it's always intriguing.
Leah Thompson was always hot, even when she was
nice.
Doing a duck. Ishtar is on this list, which isn't fair.
Never seen it.
Highlander 2, The Quickening.
Never seen it. I've seen Highlander 1.
Yeah, you don't want to see Highlander 2.
And I saw the TV show, The Highlander.
Batman and Robin, 1997, made the list.
Is that the one with George Clooney?
Yeah.
That wasn't that bad. It's bad, but anyway.
That's the one that had Batgirl in it. Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, but at the time, Alicia Silverstone was like the hottest chick in the world.
Yeah, but she couldn't talk.
Who cares?
She was like, I'm Batgirl.
What are you into, acting?
I'm Batgirl. Well, a little bit,
into,
yeah.
Are you into acting or boobs? Pick one.
I can see boobs on Pornhub with no acting.
Not in 1997, you couldn't.
Yeah, well, guess what? I can today.
Not in 1997.
It doesn't hold up. Her boobs do not hold up. I'm sorry.
She was so hot.
She was.
I think she's a mess now, though, I bet. I don't know what she looks like. I haven't seen her in a while, but I bet it's bad news.
I've never heard of this one, but in 2008, just from the name alone, you know it's bad. The Hottie and the Naughty.
No, never seen that.
No. Last Airbender in 2010.
No. What about Human Centipede 2?
I don't see that on the list.
No?
How about Jack and Jill in 2011?
That's a
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but it looks like it would be on the list.
That's My Boy in 2012.
Another Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah.
Look at you, Adam.
Yeah. Run for Your Wife in 2012.
I've never even heard of it.
I have no idea what that is. 2013, Movie 43.
No.
Nope.
I saw 42.
I saw 41. I kind of ejected after that. It was like Walking Dead. I'm
42
done.
Was the Jackie Robinson movie. I saw that one.
Now 41.
Not 43, though.
41 was the guy that was supposed to get the job before Jackie Robinson, but then
he just wasn't that good at baseball.
No, he sucked.
He was just like a random black guy that had never even played baseball.
He played, but then there were drugs and prostitutes and stuff, and it was a mess.
That's racist.
Humshackles in 2014.
Never heard of it.
2014 Saving Christmas.
Saving Private Ryan?
No, Saving Christmas. No. Private Ryan did not. Private Ryan died at Christmas, and then they tried to save it. That's the plot. I've
never seen it.
And United Passions in 2014.
No. United
Airlines. I've seen
United Flight 93. Is that?
That's not it.
No, I've never seen it. Mm. What about that movie where Denzel was the drunk pilot?
Yeah, that was basically like clean and sober in an airplane.
What about
right?
that movie Sully, where Tom Hanks was the pilot?
Was Tom Hanks as,
and he was a hero?
Was he as vodka drunk as Denzel was? Because I get those confused. Okay.
Nope. What about the movie where Tom Hanks was the captain on a ship and pirates took the ship?
Was he drunk?
No.
Hmm. Okay.
But the Somali pirates took over the ship anyway, even while he was sober.
Ah.
Okay. He was the captain now.
That was a pretty bad movie.
You think so?
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I like that movie.
I'm glad you did.
Captain Phillips, that's what it's called.
Yeah. It's one of those I never have to see again.
Okay.
Good.
I'm having a screening at my house tonight. I was going to invite you. Now I know better.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. Thank you. I'm going to go and watch Plan 9 from Outer Space instead. So here's one that also would be on my list of really crappy movies that people liked. In fact, Jack Nicholson won a Best Supporting Actor award for this movie, and I thought it was terrible. Terms of Endearment.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Don't watch it. It is a Disease of the Week movie with Jack Nicholson in it. That's
okay.
Basically it. It was awful. There was nothing positive or redeeming about that movie. And Meryl Streep was in it, and I think she brings any movie down. Because she can't act. Meryl Streep was one of the great...
Isn't she known
myths.
As, like, one of the great actresses
yeah, you know
of all
why?
Time?
You know why? It was a myth. She couldn't act. It's just, she was so unattractive that they had to come up with something because she kept getting in films.
I thought that was Kathleen Turner.
Yeah, Kathleen Turner was kind of sneaky hot early on.
Are you kidding me? Kathleen Turner's bigger than you.
Now she is. She wasn't back in the day.
Oh, I think Kathleen Turner...
Now if she's in a movie, yeah, that's what it is. But
I'm almost... I don't know what Kathleen Turner's name was pre-op, but I feel like... Bruce Jenner got the glory after the fact because Kathleen Turner had already become a man years ago.
Yeah, that's probably true. And now she makes Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the same movie where
Kathleen.
The old guy,
Kathleen Turner.
The woman's her husband has either died or divorced her for a younger woman.
Yeah.
And so she's living by herself in a house
For a woman who was smaller than him.
Right. And she paints. And, she's retired. And then some old guy Sam Elliott comes into the neighborhood and moves in. And he's the new guy. And he's got a mystery behind him. And a romance ensues. But then they split up because, he has some secret. Well, and it turns out the secret is that he, actually has cancer or something. But then he's suddenly cured and they get together and live happily ever after.
The secret is Kathleen was a man.
Yeah, well, that too. But that's
man,
every
Hallmark.
There's every
baby.
Hallmark movie for you right there. There's your plot. You plug in different actors. You plug in different diseases.
Yeah.
Occasionally you throw in the daughter who doesn't want him to hook up with anybody else and gets mad about it. That's the kind of one twist plot. That's it. You want to go make $1 million on a Hallmark movie, that's how you do it right now. Go write that plot. Go
that's
get those actors done.
That's
simple.
Way.
Yeah. I just made you guys millions of dollars.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should appreciate that. That's I mean, Trey Christmas album. I believe that.
And when we do, I'm going to get air conditioning for Nick's place.
You know what I'm going to buy? You know what I'm going to buy?
A Greyhound
dog. No. I'm going to buy a Lady of the Evening for Trey as a bonus.
I've thought about that. Like, it would be nice. When I was in the Army, we used to, if a guy showed up at our unit and it was discovered that he had not been soured by the poisons of women yet, that we would...
He had not been sullied.
We would go and we would buy him a massage that ended with...
with
a finished product.
Yeah, but it wasn't from the hand. It was the real deal. It was all the way. And it was like, I mean, now we're talking 1999. There's been inflation, but at the time it was like 120 bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I mean, now it's probably 200.
In Bitcoin or in?
No, I don't know. I don't think whores take Bitcoin. Or even like slutty masseuses. I don't think they take Bitcoin either. Mm. But I've thought about like maybe we should pool in. Maybe I'll start a GoFundMe. Like we got Juggalo Trey a tattoo with GoFundMe. Maybe we could get him
a massage. Yeah. A massage. Yeah, I don't mind that. Exactly. All right. Guys, got to tell you, Wednesday, December 27th, less than a week.
Pound on and watch some dogs run.
Stop. Okay. Just stop, okay? You're messing with my read now. You just take your headphones off and wait for the last segment.
You ready?
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
All right, guys. Wednesday, December 27th, bring the entire family. Gulf Greyhound Park is going to celebrate its 25th anniversary with the return of live Greyhound racing. And, guys, we're only going to get this once every 3 years. So this is going to be your one shot now. Starting on December 27th to come out and see live Greyhound races at Gulf Greyhound Park. Food trucks, racing action from some of the greatest Greyhounds bred in Texas and across the nation. Simulcast wagering from the country's greatest thoroughbred and Greyhound races every day. So they're there every day doing simulcasting. So you can go get that. But if you want the real thing, the live dogs running, now is your chance. And that's going to start next week. They're in Lamarck. If you're not familiar with where Gulf Greyhound Park is, it's on you passed it many times on your way to Galveston. Well, starting December 27th, stop passing. You're going to turn right. You're going to go to the track. You're going to go in there and gamble, and you're going to get a chance to see live Greyhounds. We'll be down there a couple of times, so you can come see the Blitz in addition to live Greyhounds. We're kind of dogs. It works. So check them out. Go to gulfgreyhoundpark.com and get more information. They're in Lamarck, off to the races live. Gulf Greyhound Park live racing returns Wednesday, December 27th. To New York City, this cowboy's running for himself. She's been living on the high shelf.
Oh. Hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Feliz Navidad to everybody. And that's how you celebrate the Astros World Series Championship forever. With the incredible audiobook History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. Incredibly affordable at just $13.99 with $1 from every sale going to Hurricane Harvey Relief. Narrated by SportsMap 94.1's own Charlie Palillo.
Chuck Palillo, and my guy Chucky.
And written by Chris Campisi, a.k.a. Christopher Campisi.
Do you think there's anybody at the office who likes me more than Chuck Palillo likes me?
No. Well, nobody likes you. We already established that, so.
But I'm probably his favorite coworker, right?
I would say so, yeah.
He didn't get me a Christmas gift, but I assume that he just didn't want to make the other people at the office jealous.
Well, yeah, because then it says something, you know?
But I can tell he, like, we have a real connection.
It's perfect for any Astros fan. Easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Gift card options available. So, last minute gift, here you go. Go and get it done.
And here we go.
Download your copy today. And before we get to stupid stuff, which we've had plenty of today and this week. This has been a very good week for stupidity. But I want to thank everybody who has come out. And, you know, for the people who made it all day, that's pretty impressive.
That is strong.
You know what? You deserve the shirt for that.
John
or the tickets.
John Gargano made it all day.
Well, yeah, he can do that because he drinks water the whole time.
John Uber in home? Wendy, okay.
He's got a ride.
Yeah.
So I want to thank everybody that made this such a fun party. Michelle did a great job with the games and stuff. It's been a fun day, an active day, and a very drunken day.
Yeah.
Which is my kind of day.
That's a good day, man.
So thanks, everybody, for coming out and supporting Gal Media. We appreciate
yes.
you guys.
Thanks to John Granato for letting me put all my beers on his tab.
Yeah, that was nice of him.
Yeah. Thanks to Todd, who's our boss, for putting this together. Well, my boss, not your boss.
He's kind of my boss, too, yeah.
He's your equal. You guys are all management. You go to the management getaways together.
Yeah.
While I work by myself. So, yeah, it's a little different.
And then bitch about working by yourself.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And then that.
It was one management getaway. One.
A management getaway. God, I hate you so much.
Well, that's good.
God.
Yeah.
You remember when this was a show of the people, and now you and Jong are both going on management getaways?
Hey, did you fill out your employee evaluation?
No.
Yeah, well, you need to do that.
A self-evaluation.
Yes. I would have given you all ones.
Listen to this show. You know what I think of myself. Well, you know. You know. I hear it all the time from all the dirtbags on Twitter, how self-absorbed I am, how great I think I am. Trust me. If I fill that, I think I'm great. Laura, you listening? Laura, my self-evaluation, I'm awesome. Awesome.
He's giving himself all fives, basically. That's all right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. John Granato, Charlie Pulillo, AJ the Burper Hoffman.
Excuse me. Pardon me, sir.
And they have to write us so we find out later, like a month later. Okay, there you go.
Oh, dear
451.
God.
451.
We've got beer today.
I think that's what happened. Okay, so that's 2, and that is 5:40 p.m.
That one was weak, though.
That's the other thing that they do that irritates me a little bit. They put U's in words like behavior. And she's like, well, you have a U in your name. You should like it. I'm like, not really. If it were up to me, my name would be a lot simpler.
It'd be Freud.
Well, if they're adding one, I don't want to add one. I don't want to be a Freud.
Fred, you'd be Freud.
No, I don't want to be Freud.
But I've another nickname.
That's Canadian Fred.
I don't need any more nicknames.
Add that to Wiki.
All right, guys. We're talking gambling about how to handle your money and all that. And you know where to do it. MyBookie.ag. And did you turn my mic off?
Yep, I was trying to turn AJ's off.
Okay.
But mine's still on.
3, 2, 1.
I think Jong should do a standalone mustache.
You don't want to see that.
I think it'd look good on you, man.
No, you'll get the Fu Manchu.
That works on an Asian guy, right?
Yeah, I guess. You can provide the hat.
No more hugs for me for women.
I'll give them a little fist bump.
Okay. But what if when you do the fist bump, your knuckle accidentally slides between their knuckles and it feels like some sort of penetration?
No, I'm keeping it tight. That's on me.
But what if they loosen up and it's like...
Doesn't matter.
The whole fist
doesn't matter because it's not going to be... I'm not actually pushing.
What if it goes there?
Oh, no.
No. And in 1812, Sacagawea. Do you think she banged Lewis or Clark?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess that Lewis is the one that banged her because his name is first. And we all know that if your name is first in any kind of pairing... that you're the better of the two. So like Lewis and Clark, Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman. You know, that's kind of how that works.
What?
Just see it if you were awake.
Hell?
Just see it if you were awake over there. You know, Katie and I are pretty close.
Yeah.
When she was born, she had underdeveloped lungs.
Her lungs now are full of voluptuous.
Yeah, thank you for that. Which hadn't noticed. You know, that is the most awkward thing in the world. When your daughter hugs you for the first time and it's like, daughter breast, not cool.
Juggalo Trace. He managed to turn this into like a sad song.
Yeah, he did.
Like, how does that happen? It's like,
I'm going to go slit my wrist here on the next break. So,
my goodness.
But, happy,
but yeah, it's a little more upbeat now, but that intro was, it felt like Johnny Cash singing Hurt, but just like a retarded version.
I don't think you can
I don't think I can say that. Sorry.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
All right, gang, that's going to wrap it up. Hope everybody has a great holiday. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Until next Tuesday, stay sportsy, bitches.